2014 has been a transformative year for veterans and those serving in the military. Nationally, we've seen the resignation of both the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and the Secretary of the Department of Defense. And there have been changes at the state and local levels, too. For the WUSF Veterans Coming Home Project, Bobby O'Brien brings us a review of the major events of the past year.
Florida's student veterans began the year by renewing their fight with the state legislature, which failed to pass in-state tuition waivers. Kelly Matisia spent 9 years in the Marines, did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan before leaving the military to become a physical therapist. But back in January, she said when she transferred from Texas to the University of South Florida, her tuition shot up from $1,300 to more than $8,000.
I work in the Office of Veteran Services. We've gotten calls from veterans asking, you know, that very question. Do you guys give in-state tuition to veterans? And we have to tell them no. And you can hear it in the voice, like, oh, okay. And it's almost like, oh, okay, never mind.
Lawmakers responded in 2014 by granting in-state tuition as of July 1st to all student veterans. The state of Florida also jumped into the congressional controversy over health care at the VA hospitals. Governor Rick Scott, a Navy veteran, ordered Florida regulators to inspect records at the federally run hospitals. State inspectors were denied access to the patient records, which infuriated Scott, who spoke last April at a Tampa American Legion post.
What I know is we've been told there are deaths, we've been told there's injuries, and we've been told that they won't allow us to come in and help them. They won't tell us where it happened, why it happened, what the corrective action is. That's wrong.
But Congress was already busy holding hearings on the VA healthcare system.
Good morning, everybody.
Florida U.S. Representative Jeff Miller and House VA Committee Chairman.
By hearing a motion for the issuance of a subpoena to the Department of Veterans Affairs to produce emails and other written correspondence related to the investigation at the Phoenix VA Medical Center.
That was in May. By the end of the month, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki would resign. But congressional hearings continued. At a June hearing, Miller said he believed most VA workers tried to provide high-quality care, but others were not being held accountable.
Unfortunately, VA leadership has failed those employees almost as much as it has failed our veterans. And correcting those failures is going to take a lot more than the Band-Aid fixes the department has proposed thus far.
Sweeping changes in the VA system, which included firings and disciplinary action, were announced in November by new Secretary Robert McDonald, a West Point graduate and the former CEO of Procter & Gamble. His veterans first policy was evident during his October visit to Tampa's James A. Haley VA Hospital.
I've told people to call me Bob, not Secretary. I want people to feel free to tell me what's going wrong. And I feel that the formality that may have been existing got in the way. I've given out my cell phone number publicly. It's been published numerous times. I take calls from veterans at all times of day.
On the active duty side, also stepping down this year, is Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. He remains on the job until his successor is approved. And there were several major changes in command at MacDill Air Force Base. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie took over as commander of the Marines at U.S. Central Command. Colonel Daniel Tully now leads MacDill Air Force Base and the 6th Air Mobility Wing. And Army Ranger Joe Votel is now head of U.S. Special Operations Command upon the retirement of Navy SEAL Admiral William McCraven, who will forever be remembered as the architect of the plan that captured Osama bin Laden. At the August SOCOM change of command, McCraven had this caution.
But we were also in hard, tough fights against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Abu Sayyaf, and a host of other barbaric elements around the world. Never before has the need for a special operations force like ours been so apparent.
McCraven retired to take on the job of chancellor of the Texas University System. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
For links to the major stories of the year, go to WUSFnews.org.